Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two school counselors at the Jamestown High School. We have Julie Skunberg and Allie Mack joining us. And Julie and Allie, welcome to our show.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. A big, huge day coming up in the Jamestown Public School District for our seniors. That is coming up here in October, and Julie and Allie are here to tell us more about it. It is College App Day. Julie or Allie, for maybe those who are unaware of what College App Day is, would you mind kind of explaining what that is?
All right. Well, on October 7th at the high school, we are hosting a College App Day. And basically, it is a campaign that started back in 2005 with a single high school in North Carolina. And today, it reaches 250,000 schools in all 50 states. And the initiative is to increase the number of first-generation and low-income students pursuing a college degree or other higher education credential. But it's an opportunity for our kids to apply to any North Dakota school for free on that day.
Wow. And what a great opportunity. Does it typically cost somebody who is applying to a college? Does it typically cost money? Is that kind of what they're trying to eliminate with this day?
It does, yes. Our goal is to get the kids to apply that day, save a little bit of that money. It's not a huge cost, but it just gets them motivated and excited to apply. We have all the reps come in from most of our North Dakota colleges are coming in too, so it's a chance for them to really get that one-on-one process going with those reps in those colleges.
So. Yeah. So and it can be very daunting, right? Applying for colleges, looking at colleges. It sounds that even if they're maybe not considering an in-state college, this is a good chance for them to also kind of get that college experience and talk to somebody about it too, right?
Absolutely. And Allie and I meet with, we're just finishing our senior meeting, so yeah. We meet individually with every senior and kind of go through the process with them. But this is an opportunity for them to sit down with the reps, you know, and actually complete the process with their school counselor and the college rep. So
awesome. And this is all on one day coming up here on October the 7th. Julie Skunberg, Allie Mack again joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. College App Day, October 7th. But it sounds like it's more than just meeting with these college reps. There's kind of a full day that you guys have planned for these students, right?
Yeah, we have actually a really full day. We're going to kick it off with the National Guard is going to actually come in and talk to our kids in the morning about actually just paying for college and not necessarily Guard related, but just how to save your money and work through all those expenses with college and how you can make it manageable. And then we really start with the applying process about 1 o'clock that day, and we'll have all the reps there to meet with the kids in the commons area. It's going to be a full area and lots of kids and lots of talking and discussion. It'll be fun to see.
Awesome. And then afterwards, a big one as well, where you guys will invite in the parents as well of these seniors, right?
Right. And that'll happen. So our college app process is from 1 to 6, where kids and parents are welcome to come in with their child too.
Excellent.
If they want to be a part of the process. And then at 6 o'clock is where we host our senior presentations, where we are inviting parents to come with the kids. We have presenters, two UJ presenters, Jody Grugel in admissions is going to be presenting on tips that freshman professors and college admissions counselors want freshmen to know.
For sure, yeah.
And then Judy Hager is in the financial aid office. She'll be talking to them about financial aid basics. And we have Marilyn Orgard, who is the North Dakota Career Resource Supervisor. And she's going to be talking to them on awesome North Dakota jobs for their future.
Awesome. Very good.
And throughout that presentation at night, the National Guard and UJ have been just awesome. They're sponsoring snacks for us and drinks. All the colleges have door prizes that we'll be giving away. And the Bank of North Dakota has kind of been the state sponsor for all of this.
Yeah.
They'll be there as well, providing tons of resources for the families.
Awesome. Very good. Yeah. So we want these families, these students, these parents, these guardians to keep this in mind. This is a big day, College App Day, October 7th, going on in Jamestown. And like Allie and Julie had said, just a full day of information that's going to be shared and a good chance to learn more. Do these students, do these parents, do they need to have anything with them when they show up, or can they just show up with questions, or what's kind of the process for that?
We are actually going to be meeting with the seniors next week beforehand to kind of give them a heads up of what we want them to bring with them, but we're sending home forms for the parents to look at, but it's got all the information that they'll want to bring back with them for applying to those colleges. So we'll have a handout that parents can look for coming home, and then we'll have them there that day too, and kids can bring in their questions and just get going on that whole process.
Yeah, yeah. And what I like about this, and I don't know if it needs to be said, but there's no cost to these students to even just get this information. Just right. As many kids as possible, as many students as possible, we want them to be out here and listening to what is offered, right?
Right.
Yeah. And this is great. You know, this is not just for four-year colleges. A lot of people think four-year schools, two-year schools are coming. I mean, this is for anybody thinking about a one-year, two-year, four-year, or beyond program. So yeah.
Excellent. So keep that in mind. Julie Skunberg, Ali Mack joining us right now, and let's talk about it. Is there anything else you guys want to make mention of? I see you have something circled there.
Yes. You know, one other thing, it's the big gist of it is applying to college for free.
Right.
But throughout the afternoon, we have Marilyn Orgard there with the Career Resource Network. So we're also, we have opportunities for kids who are undecided.
Oh, awesome.
And possibly looking at going right to the workforce or exploring different opportunities. We have computers available so kids can research and look into that as well. So awesome. We truly want it to, I mean, we have something for all of the kids.
For sure, right.
Kind of a neat thing too, from yesterday we kind of kicked off with the staff. We're in kind of encouraging them to help us work up to the event.
Yeah.
And the kids are participating in a college app bingo where they go around to different staff in the school and ask questions like, did you attend college out of state? Were you in any student clubs? Did you go to college in North Dakota, a private college?
Yeah.
And then it engages the staff and students in some interaction.
Yeah. Well, and they can see just from others, like, you don't have to maybe go to this school, or you can go here for this, or I love that interaction between the students and the teachers.
Right. And also on College App Day, where all staff are going to be wearing college sweatshirts, T-shirts, caps. Awesome. And then each staff has an I graduated from poster that they will be posting on their door.
Cool.
To kind of tie that
That's
in
awesome.
As well.
Yeah, that is a good way to get the staff involved, like you said, and the students involved in this. But circle those calendars, October 7th, students in the Jamestown School District at the high school. College App Day is going on. A good chance to learn more about these colleges and just ask questions. That's essentially what this is all for.
We're also encouraging parents to come up. We have parent-teacher conferences that night, 3:30 to 6:30. The Radio Rover is planning to come out and play some music for us out there. But we want even parents of our 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, if you want to stop and talk to the colleges that are there, or Marilyn, the career person, to talk about those upcoming careers in North Dakota, everybody can take advantage, too, if they want to. So
yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Because I was under the impression seniors, but it sounds like anybody then at that point. Excellent. Very good. So, Julie or Ali, if anybody has questions, what they need to bring, what they need to prepare for, or just want to ask you more questions about College App Day, what are some ways they can get more information from you guys?
If you call our high school counseling office at 952-4128 and ask for Julie or Ali, we would be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Excellent. Very good. So 952-4128, give them a call, Julie or Ali. Anything else that you guys would like to mention about College App Day or about anything else going on there?
We just are so thankful for the sponsors we have. Bank of North Dakota is paying for these kids to apply for free, our National Guard, all the colleges that are coming, NDSU, Valley City State, Wahpeton is coming, BSC, UJ especially, they're putting a lot into it. We're just so excited to have everybody on board helping us with this too.
Perfect. Takes a lot of hands, I'm sure, to do something like this. So Julie and Ali, thank you guys so much for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Us.